Red Army units and the secret police agency set up by Lenin, known as the Cheka, had no compunction about using the most ruthless methods to deal with monarchists and other anti-communist groups. Tsar Nicholas II, his wife, and five children were executed by order of Lenin. In telegrams to his militants, Lenin ordered that all those who opposed the communist regime should be shot. The Bolsheviks arrested tens of thousands of people for the crime of opposing the regime. Most of these were tortured and executed en masse. The famous Russian writer Maxim Gorky described examples of Bolshevik savagery. In Tambov province, communists were nailed with railway spikes by their left hand and left foot to trees a meter above the soil. And they watched the torments of these deliberately, oddly crucified people. They would open a prisoner's belly, take out the small intestine, and nailing it to a tree or telegraph pole, they drove the man around the tree with blows, watching the intestine unwinding through the wound. Stripping a captured officer naked, they tore strips of skin from his shoulders in the form of shoulder straps. A terrible fear fell over Russia, but the communist savagery had only just begun. When the Bolsheviks came to power, most of the population of Russia lived in the villages, enjoying a pretty miserable standard of living. Most peasants were only just able to feed their families with what they produced. The freezing Russian winters made productive agriculture an impossibility. A decision taken by Lenin in 1918 inflicted an even worse disaster on millions of peasants who were already living in poverty. Private property was forbidden, and the peasants' goods were to be confiscated by the state. Lenin carried out that policy by means of another right-hand man, Felix Dzerzhinsky, the head of the Cheka, well known for his ruthlessness. Cheka officers descended on villages all over Russia and began rounding up peasants' crops and livestock at gunpoint. A quota to be handed over by every peasant and given to the Bolsheviks was drawn up. In order to meet that quota, most of them had to give up all that they possessed. Peasants who protested were silenced by the most savage means. On 14 February 1922, one inspector who visited the Omsk region wrote, "Abuses of position by the requisitioning detachments, frankly speaking, have now reached unbelievable levels. Systematically, the peasants who are arrested are all locked up in big, unheated barns. They are then whipped and threatened with execution. Those who have not filled the whole of their quota are bound and forced to run naked all along the main street of the village and then locked up in another unheated hangar." Lenin was enraged when he realized that the quota set for the villages would not be met. In 1920, he inflicted a fearful punishment on some regions that had resisted the requisitions. Not only would these peasants' crops be seized, but also all the seeds they possessed. Confiscating the seeds meant that the peasants would be unable to produce a new crop. In other words, they would have nothing to eat. Then the famine began. 29 million people within the borders of Russia battled with starvation. In 1921 and 1922, 5 million starved agonizingly to death. Lenin watched what was happening with enormous pleasure. In his view, the famine was most useful. He calculated that it would help to destroy people's belief in God and religion and make them bow their heads to communism. In the Black Book of Communism that sent shockwaves around the world, that devilish idea of Lenin's is discussed thus. As one of his friends later recalled, Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov had the courage to come out and say openly that famine would have numerous positive results. Famine, he explained, would bring about the next stage more rapidly and usher in socialism, the stage that necessarily followed capitalism. Famine would also destroy faith not only in the Tsar, but in God too. This is what Lenin wrote to the members of the Politburo on March 19, 1922. The present moment favors us. With the help of all those starving people who are starting to eat each other, who are dying by the millions, and whose bodies litter the roadside all over the country, it is now and only now that we can and therefore must confiscate all church property with all the ruthless energy we can muster. Our only hope is the despair engendered in the masses by the famine, which will cause them to look at us in a favorable light, or, at the very least, with indifference. These communications in the Soviet archives have revealed that Lenin deliberately brought about that dreadful famine which cost 5 million lives. That is the same conclusion arrived at by the historian Richard Pipes, who spent years researching the archives in his book, The Unknown Lenin. In his view, for humankind at large, Lenin had nothing but scorn. Individual human beings held for Lenin almost no interest, and he treated the working class much as a metal worker treated iron ore. Not only did Lenin regard human beings as a species of animal, he also employed animal methods to train them. In October 1919, he paid a personal visit to the Russian scientists Ivan Pavlov, famous for his conditioned reflex experiments on animals. Lenin wanted to impose these conditioned reflex methods on the whole of Russian society. Pavlov was astounded. "I want the masses of Russia to follow a communistic pattern of thinking and reacting," Lenin explained. Pavlov was astounded. It seemed that Lenin wanted him to do for humans what he had already done for dogs. "Do you mean that you would like to standardize the population of Russia? Make them all behave in the same way?" he asked. "Exactly," replied Lenin. "Man can be corrected. Man can be made what we want him to be." From 1922 on, an increasingly serious sickness slowly began to paralyze him. He spent most of 1923 in a wheelchair, suffering from terrible headaches. In March 1923, he had a stroke and was thenceforth unable to speak normally. In the final months of his life, those who saw Lenin were terrified. His face had taken on a peculiar expression, and he was half mad. The final photograph taken of him shortly before his death was utterly ghastly. Lenin died on January 21, 1924. The Bolsheviks organized a huge funeral ceremony for Lenin. The leaders of the Communist Party decided to have his body, which had a tremendous importance for them, embalmed. Among those bearing Lenin's coffin was the next dictator of Soviet Russia, Joseph Stalin.